Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, this Tuesday feels like a Monday for some of the people on the show because they were off yesterday.
Yeah.
Hannah and AB were in New York, so welcome back. How was New York? You guys went to New York for the Fox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Fabulous Fox sent us there to see the musical Anne Juliet, and I loved every second of that trip.
Yeah. And Hannah said that was the best show she's ever seen.
Oh, without a
really?
Doubt. And I'm not just saying that because they sent us to New York.
Like, I was gonna say.
I knew every single song. And as someone who's kind of like new to musicals and Broadway, sometimes when I've seen shows, I've gotten lost in the storyline. Like, it's kind of hard for me to follow. This show, you don't have to have like any background of what's going on. You can just go and enjoy it. And it's so fun. Like, the crowd has like this vibe and energy to it throughout the whole show that was just awesome.
It's a show that it's supposed to be, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the, like, if Juliet didn't die with Romeo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of covers of songs and it's very women empowering.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Sounds like an awesome concept of a show. So that seemed like it was fun. And then you guys got to explore New York City, or were you guys just busy the entire time because it was like a work trip and they had like a bunch of things scheduled for you guys?
No, I mean, we had a lot of hours where there was nothing scheduled. So we were going around everywhere.
That's cool. So you got to do like a little bit of touristy stuff and then got to go see a show on Broadway. That's your first time ever seeing, being in New York and seeing a show on Broadway, Hannah.
Oh yeah, I was just living it up.
There's something different when you see a show on Broadway. It is kind of crazy.
Yeah,
like the experience.
I wish I could just press rewind on the entire weekend. It was so fun.
Did it feel overwhelming and crowded, or did it feel very? Oh, really?
No, I have a whole bunch of theories about New York, and it was not overwhelming. And I'm an anxious person that gets overwhelmed. I did not feel overwhelmed at all.
You guys had a very different day than me yesterday, as you guys were, you know, biking around Central Park and going to Broadway shows. I was on four different Zooms, and I carried 1,000 pounds of sand yesterday. Just want nothing to brag about, but 1,000 pounds of sand.
Oh, because you're making that sandbox for
the kids.
We're
making a sandbox. It is done, Kevin. I have made a sandbox for the kids.
Oh, that's awesome.
And carried 1,000 pounds of sand yesterday. So, very different day.
Yeah.
But hey, who do you know that lifted 1,000 pounds yesterday?
I know one person now.
And his ex-boyfriend every day at the gym.
Yeah. True.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
But first, we got to see what's trending. We put 2 minutes on the clock, and then I just start reading off some headlines to Hannah, and she tells me which ones you need to hear details on and which ones I can just keep it moving on. There is a 0.000% chance of this happening, and it finally happened.
This is why I don't believe science. What is it?
It's not really a science thing. A husband and wife were picked for the same jury duty. I thought you couldn't be on the same jury.
I thought you couldn't either.
A husband and wife in Northern California were picked for the same jury duty. I guess there's like 106,000 adults in the area. Like a 0% chance of it ever happening. They were both picked for the same jury duty. They said they loved it. They're one of the 12 people selected.
They loved it.
And they loved being on the jury duty together.
I think it'd be a blast. Look at that.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with jury duty.
I would like to do it once.
No way. Prom season. The top dress and suit colors for prom this season.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
Google Trends is a map of the most popular dress colors. Blue dresses are the most popular in half the country.
I thought yellow would top it. Like a butter yellow. I feel like that's really popular right now.
I guess blue is in. And for men's suits, colors are suits are in. Blues, purples, reds, and greens. All very popular.
Buy me this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have some fun for the guys.
You should just
be
the cummerbund. Now it's the entire suit.
Yes, what? Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
You know what it is? It's that little, like, it looks like an extra belt.
No one's wearing that.
No, it's like the belt. That, like, it's like, and it has
I don't even think they sell those
I'm
anymore.
I'm showing my age.
A study of 88% of Americans said they have changed their grocery shopping habits to save money.
I mean, I believe it. Keep it moving.
Who snores more, men or women?
Honestly, I don't know.
Men. Men are more likely to snore by 40% than women. So if you're thinking my husband's always snoring and keeping me up, you're not alone. It's actually true.
AB snored this weekend.
Did you? When you guys slept in the...
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, that would be a whole thing.
I'm just kidding.
Jeez, AB gave you a dirty look for just even saying
that. Because I always yell at my dad because he's so bad about it.
He was just like, yes,
I know.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah and AB just got back from a work trip in New York City. Suitcase still packed up. Or do you unpack right away? What do you do with the suitcase as soon as you walk in the door?
I have like a 24-hour rule for me. So like last night, I didn't unpack my suitcase, but probably today when I get home from work, it'll be time to throw the stuff in the laundry and just get it all put away.
Two different types of people. People do it right away. People sit there and you live out of the suitcase.
I'm right away. I live out of the suitcase and half of it's already been bagged to be in the laundry. So the other half,
ready to go.
Yeah, so the other half, if it gets put away and the suitcase gets put away. But that's the first thing I do, put it all away.
I have to wash everything in the suitcase even if I didn't wear it. Because I feel like it's contaminated. Like right now I feel like I have New York all over everything in
my bag. I know people that wash when they're on their trip and so they can just instantly just put it away from the suitcase. Like people that are that extreme.
I probably will not be touching my suitcase for 2 weeks.
You just leave it in the room?
I honestly just leave it there and it'll be like half opened and unzipped and I just like can't touch it.
I used to be that type of person and then I started traveling more and more and I realized, man, just sitting in a suitcase in your living room all the like.
See, the more I travel, the more I do that because I'm like, oh, well, I'll need that in 3 weeks. I might as well not touch it for three weeks.
But then it will just be sitting there forever. Then I'll just have a suitcase as part of my furniture.
Yeah.
And so I realized I had to either put it away and then wait for my 3 weeks of trip or I would just have like a suitcase as like is a, you know, a closet.
It's not even like sitting in like the corner of AB's closet. She literally means like in the center
of
her apartment.
It's like in my kitchen, yeah.
Nice. There you go. Mm-hmm. Convenient.
Yeah.
Grab yourself a snack and a new shirt.
Yeah.
The polls are open.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So a mailman in Michigan had like the classic humanity test. If you see money on the ground, what do you do with it? He was going walking up someone's driveway to deliver their mail and noticed like a little stray $10 bill. So he had a choice. He could either put it in his pocket and like walk away.
Like a lucky day. Found a bunch of 10 bucks. Yeah.
Or do something else with it. Like it wasn't included in their mail. Like it literally was just a $10 bill sitting on their driveway. So he decided to be a good person and he went up to their front door, knocked, and no answer. So once again, you could be like, hey, I tried.
Yeah.
But he went even further and he wrote them like a specialized note. He put the $10 bill in it and delivered their mail. And luckily, he was a good person for many reasons. But this family had a Ring doorbell. So they saw this whole thing go down on their Ring camera and they posted it and just wrote about how, you know, it's so refreshing to like see good people in this world and doing like one simple good deed can go such a long way. And now this video has gone crazy viral. People are loving this mailman. They even identified this mailman and people are like personally thanking him for doing such a kind thing.
So cool. It's like the classic cliche saying, like you are who you are when no one's watching.
Right.
It's like the shopping cart test or whatever. Like what do you do when no one could see you? Do you just pocket it and move on with your life or do you do the right thing? This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more and introducing the St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union. Mindy.
Yes.
All right, Mindy, you got your daughter Harper with you?
Yes.
All right, we're going to tag team this win against Hannah, huh?
Oh, boy.
We hope so.
All right, I love it. So, Hannah, get on out of here so Mindy and Harper can kick your booty. All right, I'm going to ask you guys same five questions. So when Hannah leaves, she can't hear Harper give you all the answers, Mindy. And then we'll bring Hannah back in and see how she does. You got to get more right. Tie does go towards Hannah, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm sure you two are locked in on the NFL draft that recently happened this past weekend. Who was the first pick in the NFL draft?
he went to the Packers?
Packers. We're looking for a guy.
No, he did not.
A name, not a team, but that's okay.
Yeah, he went to the Titans, but that's okay.
Who was J-Lo's last husband?
Ben Affleck.
Okay. Speaking of J-Lo, who is hosting the AMAs?
Can I phone a friend?
Sure. Pick somebody in the room to answer.
Evan.
Brett gave you a hint there. It's J-Lo.
Speaking of J-Lo, who is hosting the AMAs? All right. This is a tough one, though. People just declared. I feel like you should have saved your phone a friend for this one, but let's see how we do. People just declared this woman the most beautiful person in the world.
This is hard.
Yeah, this is a hard one.
Giselle
Bundchen? All right. And then who is the Disney princess in Beauty and the Beast?
Belle.
All right, 3 out of 5.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. We're going to see how Hannah does. We'll bring her back in one song, okay?
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Hannah's homeschool. All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. We got the mother-daughter duo of Mindy and Harper playing against Hannah. And, you know, Harper just carried the team like we thought, Mindy. Tell them how many you guys got right.
We got 3 out of 5.
Okay, pretty good.
All right. NFL draft was this past weekend. I'm sure you were locked in all weekend long for all 7 rounds. But who was the first pick in the draft?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Joe Smith.
No. What position does he play?
Quarterback.
Yep, quarterback. Well, the quarterback was the first pick of the draft. It's Cam Ward.
Okay, half point.
For what?
Quarterback.
Oh, no. Who is hosting the AMAs?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yep. And then speaking of J-Lo, who is her last husband?
Ben Affleck.
All right. We got two. We need one more here.
Okay.
People just declared this woman the most beautiful person in the world. They do their sexiest man award. Now, who is the woman? Who is the most beautiful woman?
I haven't heard about this yet. I just have to pick a beautiful woman? Okay, I'm going to pick Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. And it's incorrect. It was Demi Moore.
Oh, wow.
Really? In her 60s. Yeah, I mean,
okay,
they just pick
get
people.
It.
I think they pick people who are popular. She was huge, like really popular during award season. Made a comeback for Hollywood. So good for Demi Moore. Okay, so you need this question to tie and get the win. It all comes down to this. Who is the Disney princess in Beauty and the Beast? She looks nervous, Mindy. She looks nervous, Harper.
Belle?
It is Belle!
Oh, good!
Oh, a tie go towards Hannah. She gets the win. You got to say this is Mindy and Harper. We got schooled by Hannah.
This is Mindy and Harper. Got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Answer the Megamind question of the day. Nearly 500 of these have been left behind on a plane in the past year. Nearly 400 of these have been left behind on a plane in the past year.
Okay, I think the number is really important. It's only 400, and think about how many planes there are. So I think it's something like a neck pillow.
Neck pillow.
Oh.
Because I think stuff like a phone charger or AirPods or something is way more common than 400.
See, because that's what I was thinking. I was thinking of, AirPods.
AirPods?
I think it's AirPods.
I think it's more common than that.
I think the neck pillow is probably more common than that. And I think you guys are going to make fun of me for my answer, but I think the answer is a kid.
A kid?
like your kid.
I believe that.
Where did that kid go?
I
think that's the best
that.
Answer of all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one got it correct. Nearly 400 of these have been left behind on a plane this past year. AB, Hannah, were traveling on a plane. Did they leave anything behind? 314-531-9898. I will give you a hint. There is a 0% chance that Hannah and AB left this behind. I know for a fact that they would never leave this behind, knowing them. At 718, I'll tell you what the answer is.
Mega Minds.
She wasn't even paying attention. Where did she even get that weather report?
I was too busy reading the text for the Megamind.
Okay, we are commercial free for the next hour. We do have the answer to the Megamind question of the day. Nearly 400 of these have been left behind on a plane this past year. Hannah's mind is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
She lost her mind. They were on a trip for New York for the Fox, but what was also left behind?
Big Mama texted in and said a wedding ring that would be left by AB and I because we're not married.
That was my hint. I did say there's zero chance.
Right.
Dina said a car seat. Warren says a hat. The musician family says a book. Jewel says a phone. Michelle says a belt.
Good guesses, especially there's some people that really do know you two.
Laptop. Grandma's gang says a purse.
It was the first person right out the gate, though. Wedding ring.
Wedding ring.
Really?
400 wedding rings.
Whoa.
Are left behind
on
a plane.
Why are you taking your wedding ring off?
I thought the same thing. Like, why is that happening on a plane ride?
You probably deserve to have it lost, then.
Yeah.
I think that some people play with their wedding ring,
though.
That's
what happens.
Maybe. Like, yeah, especially if they're nervous. I've never actually taken mine off. It won't come off. But I do think that some people, like, slide them around and things.
It won't come off.
Yeah, mine's just
I think
stuck.
You're speaking for the people, though. Like, how many people can actually get it off?
I know. Yeah. So that's I thought to myself, like, why are 400 people taking them off? What's going on?
Mega Minds.
Hannah and AB were asked to go to New York to see a play on Broadway, see a musical on Broadway. I think it's really cool because at one point they had no idea where the Fox was sending them. They sent them an email like, hey, we're going to send you guys on a trip.
And we thought we were going to like Kentucky.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. AB came in and goes, I figured out where we're going. We're going to Louisville, Kentucky. And she was looking up all the things to do in Louisville and had like an itinerary and a plan of all the things. And I'm like, what are you going to do in Louisville? How did you even get a plan to do more than one thing?
Yeah.
In Louisville? What else is there to do? And then it was like, hey, you're going to go to Broadway to see, what is it called?
And Juliet
mm-hmm. In New York City on Broadway, which is so cool. Hannah is not the biggest Broadway person. AB lives for Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah, did you love seeing a show on Broadway? Did it live up to the hype? Or were you kind of like, I don't get why AB likes this so
okay,
much?
Okay, my response is not sponsored or influenced by the Fox for sending me to New York. I loved the show. I loved New York. The whole weekend couldn't have gone better. And I've seen multiple different shows. I've been with AB to the Fox multiple times. And some of the shows are kind of hard for me to follow along with because I don't know like the complete backstory. But this Broadway show, And Juliet, you don't have to know the backstory.
What is the backstory, though?
It's like it's basically
William Shakespeare rewriting Romeo and Juliet as if Juliet didn't die. And so it's kind of more of a female empowerment
spoiler
thing.
Spoiler alert, hello.
Well, that happens in the first 5 minutes. Yeah. It's kind of like a female empowerment thing where it's like Juliet doesn't see, you know, he's dead, so she kills herself. She's like, oh, well, I can live without him and like figure out life.
Oh, so it's life beyond Romeo.
I don't need him.
Yes.
I don't need Romeo.
And they do a bunch of covers of like big
so
time
you
songs.
You know every single song.
Oh, there wasn't a song I didn't know. It's all like songs like from the early 2000s from female pop singers. And so it was so enjoyable. The crowd was like, I don't even know the word, electric. Like,
really?
We all cool. were so engaged the whole time. Like, people were like shouting in the crowd, like, yes, girl. Like, it was it was so fun. It was my favorite Broadway show I've ever seen.
Maybe you go to Broadway all the time because you live for this. Did you feel like it was the same energy? Or?
I had like no expectations going in because I really didn't know much about this musical. I'd never seen it before. And I absolutely loved it.
Really?
And I like am like weary about the jukebox musicals and like, oh, like you'll know every song, but like it made it 10 times more fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think within the first, I think the first song was Hit Me Baby One More Time, spoiler alert. And I leaned over to Amy and I said, this is the best like vocals I've ever heard live.
Yeah.
From any
singer. Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
I've been to a million concerts and that singer who played Juliet was the best singer ever. She was awesome.
Seeing like live singing on Broadway, it is different. You were nervous, Hannah, because this is your first time in New York City,
mm-hmm.
and you are a small town girl, as yep. you like to say it. How did you like being in the big city?
I loved it.
Really?
Really?
You were so nervous about being in Times Square with all the people.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you guys know I'm a super anxious person. I can get overwhelmed like pretty quickly. I did not feel that way at all. I loved it. We did so many different things in New York. We went to Times Square. We went to Manhattan. We went to like Staten Island yesterday. I'm pretty sure.
Did we?
I think, right?
I don't think we made
to take
our
a ferry.
Way
did
over
you
there.
Take a ferry?
No, we didn't take a ferry.
Okay, so
okay,
no ferry.
Well, we were at a different part of New York. East side, west side. We went everywhere. And it was just so cool. Like, I didn't feel like the crowds were that crazy. I feel like people were like intimidating me going to New York, being like, it's dirty, the streets are crazy, you're gonna get ran over. No, it wasn't like that at all. I think New York was better kept than the city we live in right now.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yes. She actually said that multiple times.
Yes.
I like New York. I think there's a lively energy to it. I do think it is busy, but I felt like, I don't know, like everyone's moving. So everyone's like kind of going with the flow of traffic.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool that you really enjoyed it because you were nervous. And I do think that everyone was hyping her up. Literally our boss like texted her, was like, do not go on the subway.
Right, exactly.
Hannah's family did not allow her to go on the subway.
So you didn't go
actually.
On the subway?
No, my family like sat me down before I left. They're like, if you want to live, don't go on the subway. I was like, all right, we're not going on the subway.
Because at one point I was like, okay, like we can just find the subway over here. And Hannah was like, yeah, about that. And I was like, okay, I guess so.
Calling an Uber. We Ubered everywhere, but that also
You're
was
sitting
a brand
traffic,
that,
though.
Yeah.
But that also was a brand new experience for me, though, to be
in
like
Uber?
To be in like a New York City cab. Like cab drivers in New York, like Ubers in New York are like way different because, you know, they're almost like hitting each other.
They're yelling at each other.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, that was a whole new experience for me in itself. So I was glad I took in a new experience with traveling and I didn't get shot or punched in the face
or
on the
mugged.
Subway.
All right.
We didn't get hit on the subway.
I'm not going ever on the subway.
I also want to talk about some of the other things that you did in New York City that people thought, oh, Hannah might get arrested. I'll tell you what it is right after Gaga. I have a real question because people are wondering, is Hannah going to get arrested in New York? Because she bought one of those fake purses off Canal Street.
Oh, I bought three.
Oh, sorry. Does anyone care if you have like those dupe purses or fakes or anything like that? Or is that like a no-go? Are you supposed to have them? Do people judge other women for it? 314-531-9898. Do you have one of those fake purses, fake watches or anything like that? I feel like dupes are just part of the game. I actually thought that like when you see somebody else with a dupe, I guess, of some sort, you think, savvy, cool, but, or is it frowned upon and you try to hide it? I just don't know what it's like to be a woman because me, as a guy, I would never know the dang difference. But Hannah got a lot of judgment when they went to New York, and everybody knows there's like a street in New York where there's these dudes selling purses on the street.
Mm-hmm.
There's two things that are what happens with those purses. They are either fake as hell or they are stolen as hell. And they're really, really cheap. And so Hannah bought three of them.
Oh, I could have bought more.
How much did you have? So what were they knockoffs of and how much did you spend?
So I got, are they all three? I got one YSL and two Louis Vuitton purses. I think I paid.
You mean like Louis Vuitton?
Yeah, right. Louis Vuitton.
They were saying like, you know, I'll give it to you for $80, and we were like, what about 50? What about 60?
You barter with them.
Oh
yeah.
Wow!
How did you do in your bartering?
Actually, okay, I love to like barter, argue. I have to shout out AB. AB was like my really? Dealer. AB yeah. was the one bartering for me.
Honestly, Hannah was kind of laughing the whole time.
I couldn't
stop
laughing.
The whole situation is like you walk down the street and you will like side-eye one purse and all of a sudden that guy is like, you want this purse? And he's putting it in a bag being like, I'll sell it to you right now.
He
and
like yeah.
people really like
the
run up
is real.
To you. Yes. Wow. I mean, it's crazy. So we were just laughing and I was just like, I don't know. How about like 60? And he'd be like 70. And I'm like, we have $60. And he'd be like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So you got him for like 60 bucks?
Yeah, that like seems 50, like a, 60 bucks for a fake Louis Vuitton bag.
Is that like a good deal on a purse?
I think that's great. So I've been doing this fake purse game for a hot second. This is not my first fake purse. And usually I'll pay like $80 online for a fake purse. But
is that what you pay for, 80 bucks usually?
Yeah, so I thought I got a great deal. And the quality is awesome. I've been very pleased with my fake purses.
So is this purse that you have right here, is this thing real or fake?
That's fake.
I don't know.
I don't own a real designer purse.
What brand is that?
That one is Marc Jacobs. Farc Jacobs, if you will.
Really? See, I had no idea. All right.
Nobody would know.
Okay, do other women know? Do you know if the purse is fake and you just don't say anything? What's like the girl code? You just don't call out another girl for the purse? Do you respect another woman? Do you have fake purses and are you like, oh my God, I'm embarrassed of it? What's the rule on fake purses? 314-531-9898. Let Hannah know if she should be judged or not.
Mm.
Hannah and AB got to go to New York for the Fabulous Fox, go see a play on Broadway. And when they were in New York City, they went and visited, like, I feel like Canal Street's pretty famous. It's a street in New York where you can get a bunch of fake knockoff purses and probably stolen stuff, too. And so you get all this, like, fake wannabe designer stuff. But like Hannah pointed out, some of this designer stuff you think is real. But it's hard being a woman, I feel like, because you got to have designer stuff, but sometimes you don't have designer paychecks. Hannah ain't got a designer paycheck.
No.
So she picked up a couple of Louis Vuitton stuff, you know, and what do you call it? Farc Jacobs?
Farc Jacobs. Yep, that's me.
Do other women judge other women if they have, you know, a Farc Jacobs purse? Are you like, nah, I know you. Or is this like, cool, like we're in this together. 314-531-9898. You felt like you did get some looks. Like Hannah was buying stuff from and toggling on the Canal Street.
I did an Instagram story and like a TikTok of a Canal Street haul. And a lot of people slid up and was like, oh, I love your transparency. Like, this is so awesome. But then I also heard and saw, like, even when I was there, some people were like, what are you doing?
Really?
Mm. Yes.
Do you think that, like, you're... Like you said, people love your transparency. Are you normally supposed to fake like this?
I think most people fake it like it's real.
I think a lot of people do. Yeah.
So if someone were to ask you, hey, is that purse Louis Vuitton? And they don't know, you're kind of like, yeah.
I would never lie about it. Right. I feel like a lot of people
yeah.
would.
Do? Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah,
it's
of course.
The same family.
Yeah.
Like, don't ask. Like, do you think it is? What do you think? Can you read it? Can other women tell?
I mean, I don't know. I think if you really know fashion, you could tell. But like, I don't know.
I
could never tell. And I wouldn't care either. But some people really do care and are very judgmental towards me for my fake purses.
I think the people that probably care are the ones that spent the $5,000 to get a real
one. I think
one.
They just are jealous that I got five purses.
I think
and they
too.
Got one.
I think they're a little jealous thinking like, really? Why didn't I just do that?
What are people saying on the text line though? What's the girl code on this?
Jen texted in and said, I buy fake purses as well because I can get more for my dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see people who have a really nice fake, I ask where they got it so I can join the bandwagon. See, I love that energy from Jen.
But
if I see a good fake, I'm like, okay, what website can I go to? Who can I Zelle for this fake purse?
But what I love about that though is everyone can tell even if it's a good one. Like I know a good fake one because I could tell the difference.
Oh, the quality? You can tell a difference.
You could, but like you know if it's real or fake. Even if they're good, even if it's a good dupe, you know it's a dupe. What about you, Kat? Do you judge other people for having fake purses? What's the girl code here?
No, because I just bought one myself.
I love it. I love it. What'd you get?
It's a coach, but I agree with everybody else. I'd rather spend the money and get even a fake instead of spending all that money on the real ones. It's ridiculous anyway.
Absolutely.
Wow. There you go. Well, enjoy your coach purse.
Right. Yeah.
Your coach. Your coach.
Yeah, your coach. It's an assistant coach.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
So a lot of people really haven't been like riding the Katy Perry train lately. People weren't a fan of her album, her going to space.
Everything her she vibe. Does. Yes.
Really, yeah. Everything's just been like a flop with her recently. Even us in the studio, I feel like we all can agree. But I did see recently that she went to one of Lady Gaga's shows in Mexico, and she was posting, Katy was posting all over her social media in support of Lady Gaga, being like, you know, we've grown up together. I'm so proud of you. And that made me kind of have like spark a little bit of faith that I like Katy Perry again. I don't know why, but it just, I really, really like to see that a female artist was like truly in support of another female artist. Mm-hmm. Like Katy was, you know, on like a leg tour herself and didn't have to go to Lady Gaga's show. And it wasn't like a fake support. Like I could tell through like Katy's wording that she was using on all these posts that it actually was like, hey girl, I'm proud of you. And I really, really like to see that from her.
It does feel a little authentic because Katy's struggling probably for ticket sales and her tour is not doing well and like getting all this right? bad hype. And Lady Gaga's on probably riding a really big high. She yeah. just had what they called one of the best performances ever at Coachella mm-hmm. and performed like 2 hours straight. And so, Lady Gaga could be someone you normally would feel jealous of. Like, man, right.
yeah.
we were coming up at the same time, and how come Gaga's still at the top of her game and Katy's probably not feeling at the top of her game? I think she maybe feels cool because she went to outer space, but she's gotten, like you said, a lot of negative press.
Yeah.
And so she's probably not feeling great about herself. And for her to be like, no, I'm not jealous of you, I'm not a hater, that is hard. It doesn't make me still question every decision she's made from a business standpoint, but it is super cool to see her say, girl, I'm not jealous, I'm not a hater.
Yeah, I mean, especially like you said, like, you know, with all the flops and the fails yeah. that she's had recently, she could easily, like, the probably most natural thing to do is like for her to stay negative herself and not support other people, but instead she rose to a higher ground and was, you know, really happy for Lady Gaga.
She's not
and her
bitter
success.
Yeah, that's so, cool that she's not bitter.
That was
yeah.
good to see. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Try to think back. Real talk. When is the last time you rode a bike? Can you think of it? 314-531-9898. Has anyone ever tried to ride a bike recently? Grown adult. Staying. It's just like riding a bike. That's the classic saying. Then you try to do it and you just totally screw it up. Or it's a lot harder, or you fumble and fall. Hannah and AB were in New York City for a work trip for the Fox and decided to get some bikes, rent some bikes at Central Park. Thought be biking through Central Park would be this lovely like montage movie. All of a sudden, a song starts playing, right. and you guys are the birds are singing. It didn't go like that, huh?
Did you guys see me limping walking into work this morning?
Yeah, we all did. What happened?
Riding a bike was not as easy as I remember it. For so many reasons, like one, the endurance, but two, just like balancing. I mean, endurance. AB and I were peeing our pants laughing at each other because we had such a hard time getting our footing on this bike.
Because you always hear the term, like, it's like riding a bike. Like, you never forget how to do it. We got the bikes and immediately Hannah got on and ran into the bench that we were just sitting on. Like, I wish I was filming because yeah. we both were like, what the heck just happened? Like, we couldn't figure out how to get both our feet on the pedals and, like, just start moving.
Okay, in our defense, these weren't, like, light bikes. These, like, were heavy, yeah. big Central Park bikes.
Oh, okay. yeah, yeah, okay. No, yeah, yeah, real
and
bikes.
And they were heavy and tall, and, yeah, I mean, I couldn't balance where the day.
Hannah was wearing a dress, like, a long dress.
When's the
so
last...
So that was...
For real, trying to think back, when's the last time you rode a bike? Who's...
I think years.
I think it's been probably 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd gone biking on like trips. You can rent like through Airbnb. You can do like biking experiences, mm-hmm. kind of like you guys did. So I did it through Paris, and then I did one another European city. I can't remember. And we got to bike through it. And it was really cool.
Yeah, Sarah and
Amsterdam,
I.
Amsterdam maybe because everyone bikes in Amsterdam.
Sarah and I and the kids did one in Wisconsin. We had an Airbnb and they had bikes and we took the bike trails.
And you were good at it?
And I was good at it, yeah.
Dang!
It wasn't an issue.
Kevin,
but then, here
I
again,
mean,
that was like 5 or so years ago. It was a while.
You're the alpha. I don't even know.
I think people were looking at us being like, what's wrong with them? Because multiple people would go by us like they were normally, you know, just on their bikes. And then they would see us struggling. And then they would put both their hands down and just be riding without hands.
Yeah, they were trying to show off to us like, like they were trying to flex on us. Yeah. And you know what? I do have to say, I have a newfound respect for bikers. One, because it's so hard, but two, I always am like, you know, they always say in New York, like, you'll get hit by a biker. I get that now. You don't really have control.
Yeah, Hannah, like the first,
get out of my way.
The first day we were there, she was like, why aren't these bikers stopping for us? And then after we had our bike experience, she was like, go. You guys go.
Yeah.
I am in your way.
Yeah, like I am in the wrong for walking while you're biking. Like seriously, you cannot stop. Like AB and I were cooking down a hill at Central Park. I'm like, if anybody is even like semi-close to us, they're getting trampled because there's no way we can stop.
All right.
It was crazy.
I'm not sure anyone has done this recently, but if you've tried to bike recently and struggled with it, or you're like, no, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's like Kevin. It's just like riding a bike. You never forget it. 314-531-9898. Or please, God, if there's any some real serious bikers out there, give us a call. Let us know about your biking attitude and biking way of life. Chapel Roan, good luck, babe. And that's exactly what the guy said to Hannah and AB when they rented the bikes from them at Central Park. He said, good luck, babes. But God be with you. Don't die. You know that saying? It's so easy. It's like riding a bike. You just get it back in no time. Hannah and AB said, nope, not as easy as you think. First time riding a bike in maybe a decade?
Yeah.
And it was hard?
Yeah, I'm very, very sore today. We had to take a lot of breaks.
They were in Central Park for a trip to New York City for work, and they got some time to explore, rented some bikes, and it went terrible. Hannah was crashing. They were wiggling around. Jen, you said you can relate to this. It was a long time before you'd ridden a bike, huh?
Totally. Yeah, I have a very kind of similar experience. So about 7 years ago, when I had first met my fiance, he lived down on Wash Ave, like across from Windows on Washington. Mm-hmm. And we decided he was like, come on, let's get on these Lime bikes. You know, the ones you can rent
throughout
the city. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, okay. So it had a basket. I put my purse in there and I was like, I had not ridden a bike, I mean, easily in like 20, 22 years. Like, I'm no joke. And I was like, of course I know how to ride a bike. And he's older than me, and we had just started dating. So I was like, of course. Like, I'm not going to say you don't know how to ride a bike.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah, I want to look cool still, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right, right. So, and it's a busy Saturday, like, on Wash Ave. But we're, like, on the sidewalk of Wash Ave. But that is exactly, like, I was like, I'm not going to kill myself. I'm going to kill somebody else.
Yeah.
I was afraid I was going to get hit by a car. I mean, he just hopped on a bike, and he was like, see you later. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's like Kevin. Kevin over here being the alpha.
Yeah. So easy for you. And then, meanwhile, we're trying to even stay afloat. Just balancing was hard.
And Jen was just trying to impress her man, you know? Like, which is the worst part about it.
Yeah, at least Hannah and I both sucked.
Yeah, if you would have been really good, I would have probably returned my bike very quickly.
I'll just take pictures for you for social media.
Right, yeah. Yeah. You have fun, I'll just take the walking route.
Thanks for the call, Jen. Emily, it was 15 years since you had ridden a bike, huh?
It was, until I needed to teach my daughter how to ride her bike.
Oh, wowza.
That's hard because you're like it's just like riding a bike, but like, is it muscle memory? Yeah. What do you do with your feet?
It's not that easy.
Yeah.
It's not muscle memory either. Whoever said that was lying to everybody. Yeah.
So did you crash and fall and then say, don't worry, you're going to be safe?
Yeah, you got this. It's easy.
Luckily, I couldn't get going. And so it was like, she was like, well, how do I go? And like, I'm trying to figure it. And then it kicked in. And then once she saw me going, it still took time, but trying to explain to her, like, put your foot down and push off.
You're
and
like,
then
look, kid, there's electric scooters nowadays.
Yeah,
back in our day,
yeah,
we had to ride bikes. Thank you so much for the call, Emily. We appreciate it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We're going to find out what's trending. We do put 2 minutes on the clock. I read off some headlines that are trending or going viral. And then Hannah either tells me, yeah, keep it moving, or she'll say, I need more details. Like, the best way to cheer you up real fast that I think is super simple and we can all get behind.
Hey, definitely want to hear that.
Eat ice cream.
Oh, that's a cure every time.
British scientists said eating a single spoon of ice cream.
You don't need to be a scientist for that.
Triggers pleasure response in areas of the brain that process emotion, and it instantly makes you happy. So if you're feeling down and out, just add a spoonful of ice cream. Kevin likes ice cream so much he eats it out of the garbage.
I did, yes. I was happy.
He was the happiest guy.
That's what's most important.
I've never seen anyone so happy. Kevin's like, the story behind that is Hannah threw out a bowl of ice cream we had, and Kevin's like, why did you throw out a perfectly good ice cream?
It was perfectly good. It was fantastic.
Look how happy that guy was.
I was happy.
Stupid criminal. A man got caught breaking out of jail 48 hours before his scheduled release.
Oh my gosh. How do you do that?
So a man was asked to, like, take out the garbage at jail, I guess. And he was on, like, he's only had 2 days left. There was, like, one of those, like, trusted passes where he could just walk outside and take out the garbage. And he just sprinted for it and went for it. And in 48 hours, he was going to get released from jail.
Dang.
And now he's back in the slammer. Yeah.
Back in the slammer.
At the exact age when your unhealthy habits catch up to you.
I don't want to know. That's going to scare me. Keep it moving.
Thanks for coming. Here's your bill. Couple host birthday party and ask guests to pay a bill.
Ew. Ooh. Keep it moving.
Don't even care. Like, I hate this couple.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
That's
don't pay it.
Same type of
Find
party
new friends.
AB went to and they asked you to bring garbage. This will help pay for your bill. There's a 1% chance you have a perfect dog.
What? Okay, yep. I'm the 1%er.
A study at Texas A&M found that there's a 1% chance that your dog does not have some kind of behavioral problem. Here's the thing. 99% of the dogs have some sort of behavioral issue or something like that. But almost 90% of dog owners think, well, I got a 1%er.
Yep. My dog. Yeah, Bear is a 1%er.
I've met Bear. He's not a 1%er.
Dang!
What? Why would you say that?
They're going to fight. This is the first ever. This is like a Hannah just lunged across the table and tackled her.
Keep it moving. He is the 1%er.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hey, want to get together? Let's have a party. Just bring your trash with you. Mm-hmm. That's the type of party AB went to this weekend. We're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. AB, why were you at a party where everyone asked you to bring garbage?
So we've talked about my friend who is a junk journaler before.
Yes.
Major junk journaler.
Still don't
and
get
so
this.
So her boyfriend planned like a surprise dinner for her birthday this past weekend. And he said, everybody bring a piece of junk with you. So that she can make a page with everybody's junk that showed up to her surprise party.
I have a strong opinion about this.
You hate it.
I love it.
Really?
I think it's so adorable.
I do too.
It is so cute.
When he said, everybody bring a piece of junk, I was like, this is the best thing I've ever heard.
Okay. So the junk journaling thing is, so how I understand it is, like, you guys just went on a trip, Hannah and AB, to New York City. You find things that were considered junk to use it as a scrapbook so it remembers some of that stuff. But some of the things that she was, like, grabbing was, like, the napkin that you were using. Right. And it didn't make any sense to me. So I was like, whatever. But I think every single person in your life bringing some sort of memorable piece of junk really kind of symbolizes your friendship, who they are that night. I thought that's...
Are you really going to remember like who brought what though?
Yes, because it all kind of represented yourself.
This
I brought a Brett Mega Show sticker.
Hilarious.
So that was my piece of junk.
Wait a minute. I said what I said.
Wow. You know how many people are requesting those and we're throwing them away?
Wow. That's what
I brought. And so we went around the table and everybody like one at a time offered up their piece of junk. I think my favorite, my friend Chase, he is obsessed with his dogs. He brought one like a dog poop bag.
Not a used one. Okay. Hilarious.
But that's Love what he it. Brought. My friend Elizabeth, she was like, I was on FaceTime with you last night and I was eating McDonald's. I brought you my McDonald's wrapper.
That one's a little weird. But I think this is so adorable to really symbolize as a group of friends. I actually think this is super cute. So don't hate it at all. And this actually makes sense to me. Like this junk journaling thing. I don't have the time to journal at all, nor do I have time to junk journal, but love this version of it where it's like kind of symbolizes everyone's different friendships, relationships. Super cute.
Mm-hmm. I don't see myself ever being in a situation where I would want trash.
What would you bring?
For who?
Yourself. Like, what would you do to, if someone asked you a piece of junk?
I mean, probably I'll steal AB's idea and do a Brett Mega Show sticker, I guess.
Whoa.
Real original, Hannah.
Man, yeah.
I think I would do, like, can I bring, like, a, you know, no, I can't bring kinda a dirty.
Like a,
yeah.
like a piece a of bear's hair? I don't know.
That's cute.
Hair?
Not hair, but, I mean, I feel like something from Bear. Like an old, you know, like...
A part of a chew toy that he...
Yeah, hilarious. Super funny.
Yeah, like, but I'm that one friend who's got, hey, I got a busted washing machine. I'm bringing it over.
Oh, I thought Kevin would bring like an old toy that broke and that would just make me think of Kevin.
Well,
and,
that's
like,
not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I thought it's something for my kids and stuff like that. So
if anybody out there has a friend that likes to scrapbook, that is the perfect idea.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super cute. Still commercial free all hour long here on the Brett Mega Show. Whether you like the sticker or not, and you consider it junk, we're with you. Let's throw it back with some NSYNC on Y98 St. Louis. Just wanted to say we appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening and spending your day with us. It does mean a lot to us on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
The tea somehow is still hot between Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, and Taylor Swift. I'll tell you why at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby.
So just when you think the tea between Blake Lively and It Ends With Us and all that has cooled down, it is not. So if you remember a couple months ago, Blake Lively had, I mean, a disastrous PR nightmare when it comes to Justin Baldoni, the producer for It Ends With Us. Taylor Swift somehow got dragged into this, and it's still not really resolved. There's still legality issues that are going on, but fans just noticed that Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, of course, has unfollowed Ryan Reynolds on Instagram. Ryan Reynolds is married to Blake Lively, so there's a connection there.
Well, remember, they had this lawsuit going back and forth, and they had mentioned Taylor Swift. Justin Baldoni said that Taylor Swift and Blake Lively cornered him with Ryan Reynolds in a meeting, and so Taylor Swift was dragged into the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And people were kind of wondering what's up with their friendship because she didn't show up at the Super Bowl. They say they haven't really been seen together. This is the number one sign that their friendship is in a really, really bad place.
Yeah.
Because for me, Travis Kelce does not care who he's following on Instagram. Travis Kelce probably has no clue who he's following on Instagram. The fact that he unfriended and unfollowed Ryan Reynolds, the husband of his girl's best friend, means that came from Taylor.
You're
absolutely right.
That was a direct request because, like, mm-hmm. Travis is like, I need you to unfollow them. And he went and unfollowed them is a sign because Travis does not care. So, Travis is not petty. I think he's like, whatever.
Right. For the record, you can get out a little chart if you need to understand this. So Travis unfollowed Ryan. Ryan is still following Travis. So he's still trying to, be cool or whatever. Blake Lively is still following Taylor Swift, but not Travis. And Taylor, she's out of the game because she doesn't follow anybody. But even if she did follow people, I guarantee you they wouldn't be on the list. Blake and Ryan.
I do. They went from best friends to whatever is happening. Taylor wants nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. Which, who wants anything to do with a lawsuit?
Right.
But you're supposed to, like, have your friends back when you're, like, the ride or die. And whatever happened is when the guys get involved, it's bad.
Yeah. Because the guys always starts like, unfollowing people, that's how you know, like, no coming back.
Because usually, like, if you're, like, on a double date, the guys are cool, and then, like, if a girl's get into a fight, they're like, I didn't even know there was drama.
Right.
And then if the guys are involved in the drama, that's when you know it got bad.
Mm-hmm. Yikes. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 17 of these are sold every second throughout the world.
Okay, I think phone chargers sold that often. Those things are always breaking.
All right.
I think it's a fast food item. I think it's a Big Mac.
Big Macs. Mm-hmm. 17 Big Macs sold every second throughout the world.
I feel like it's toilet paper.
Toilet paper, really good guesses. Phone chargers, toilet paper, Big Macs. Someone got it correct.
Ooh.
Do you think it is a phone charger? Do you think it's a Big Mac? Do you think it's toilet paper? 17 of them are sold every second. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, we have the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day correct because someone in the room got it right. 17 of these are sold every second throughout the world. Hannah?
I said phone chargers.
And I said Big Macs.
I don't know what I said. Oh, toilet paper.
You're wrong, AB.
All right.
So it's either phone chargers or Big Macs. Thought AB would get this one correct because it is Big Macs.
Ah.
That's a crazy guess, Kevin.
17 Big Macs are sold every second throughout the world.
That's why it's a Big Mac.
Makes sense.
Yeah. AB, as it should be. Yeah.
Mega Minds.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.